next item is conditional use number 1776, Mark Schaefer.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use 1776 for Mark Schaefer to operate a mini storage facility in office based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. Project with the conditions and stipulations placed upon it will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties or community. The use as a mini storage facility is of a public or semi-public character and is desirable for the general convenience and welfare of neighboring properties and uses in the Route 9 and Harbison area. The proposed use is in the vicinity of the intersection of Routes 9 and 5 where other business, commercial, and retail uses exist. The applicant has revised the proposed site plan from 17 storage buildings to 6, which has addressed a major concern of neighbors. This recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions and stipulations. There shall not be any building contractors or subcontractors' offices or workshops within the project. There shall not be any outside storage of building materials or other construction materials within the project. Any security lights shall only be installed in the buildings and shall be screened with downward illumination so that they do not shine on any neighboring properties. No outside storage except for boats or RVs shall be allowed on the premises. The location of the boat and RV storage area shall be at the rear of the buildings, and the area shall be designated on the final site plan. A landscape buffer shall be installed and planted along the border of the project so that the mini storage facility is screened from view from any adjacent residential property. As agreed by the applicant, the buffer along the Wagner property shall consist of magnolia trees. A landscape plan for the buffer areas shall be included with the final site plan. And the perimeter of the storage area shall be fenced and gated. As stated by the applicant, the fencing shall be decorative at the entrance area. There shall be only one sign allowed on the site of no more than 32 square feet per side. The driveway and parking areas outside of the storage area shall be paved. Stormwater management shall be maintained on the site using best management practices. Best management practices shall be utilized to protect the adjoining wetlands, including the provision of a 50-foot buffer from all wetlands. One office or apartment shall be permitted for the security. The office slash apartment shall be located at the entrance area of the project. And finally, the final site plan shall be subject to the approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Question.
Sir.
Yeah. Would you consider a condition, since the site plan shows it that way, that you not there would be no disturbance of the existing forest lands? Site plan doesn't show any disturbance. Doesn't show it being necessary. I was just concerned that you allow the approval of the RV and boat storage, which wasn't really a part of their application, and then they cleared the trees and all of a sudden the RV and boat storage multiplies.
Excellent point. I add to my motion that there be no disturbance of the forested area as shown on the preliminary site plan that was submitted to the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 1776, Mark Schaefer, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.